a weak solidarity Bricky team list to win as Chinese train killer exercises were held on the high seas between True Blue Aussie and New Zealand. Caring business class shams would have an affair at home or anywhere else for that matter. Anyway, it's about keeping us secure from terrorist threats James sees coming from every direction. Said there was no comparison between Chinese train killers 640 kilometres off True Blue Aussie and True Blue Aussie train killers practising a bit of train killing with our very, very, very close friend, the US of the UN of the US of the world, in the South China Sea. I don't doubt your deep wisdom on these matters, James, but could you just explain that a bit, elucidate a bit?
Certainly. Anthony Albanese is too weak to stand up to evil China.
So should we bomb it then?
That would deliver a message, but Anthony Albanese is too weak to send a clear message.
His supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, said he didn't know what Anthony Albanese was doing.
It's this and then it's like that, like you know.
So, Pete, you do know what he's doing?
Well,
if he's doing this and then he's doing that, or as you say, like you know that, so you do know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's, like you know, doing.
But you do. We're not making too much ground on that one. Back to James, omniscient James, once again righteously upset at the socialist glaring security weaknesses. This time, Lebanese True Blue Aussies who may have joined the massive crowds at the funeral of assassinated national hero Hassan Nasrallah. Sorry, James, terrorist leader, murdered. Eliminated by James' very, very, very close friend Zion. The socialists should ban them from returning to True Blue Aussie, James lectured the government. But they'll have families, jobs, other interests here, James.
They made the choice to be terrorists
by attending a funeral,
by revealing their opposition to my very, very, very close friend Zion's right to defend itself.
I see Zion, by the way, James has decided to ignore its agreement with Lebanon and retain military occupation of Lebanon.
Which shows how evil these terrorists are. Weak, weak Anthony Albanese must give us a guarantee they will never be allowed back in True Blue Aussie, back to this country of liberty, freedom and democracy, which is under increased threat by the day thanks to the weak, weak, weak socialists.
James, a big pre-election victory for your lot. Your colleague Sarah Houndeb's son, through the Parliamentary Anti-Semitic Inquiry and elsewhere, has been hounding the True Blue Aussie Research Council to cancel the $800,000 grant to Macquarie University Palestinian academic Randa Abdel Fattah for a study Arab-Muslim True Blue Aussie social movement since the 1970s because she has supported the non-land, non-people. And the grant has been suspended after Minister Jason Aclair crumbled after Sarah raised this anti-Semitic attack on slaughter, destruction and genocide.
A great victory for free speech and the right of Zion to defend itself without anti-Semitic support for the non-land, non-people terrorists.
Who are Semites?
Anti-Semitic Semites.
Thanks, James.
Pleasure.
His very close friend Zion continued to exercise its right to defend itself, turning its slaughter, destruction and genocide onto the West Bank, showing it doesn't need any sort of confected provocation to defend itself. Although in this case it was provoked by the World Court, which declared its occupation of the West Bank and subjugation of its non-land, non-people as illegal and ordered it out. Zion forced to show how the world bodies have been politicised. But apology about the genocide bit. It has said the non-land, non-people may be able to return to their non-land in a year's time if circumstances permit, like there's any land to return to that Zion hasn't settled, or US ob supremo Elon must have more. Donald Trample the Poor hasn't turned into a Trample the Poor Tower resort. Zion backed up by Donald sensibly declaring war on the world court, while expressing his anger at those who start wars, like that horrible man.
He's a horrible man, the most horrible man ever, ever. Zelensky, the dictator who led Ukraine's invasion of Ukraine. Are you sure he invaded himself, Donald? I've got the proof, the greatest proof ever, ever, which is, I said so, a great said so, and my very good friend Vlad agrees, a very big agree. Donald said not only had the horrible dictator invaded himself, but he was so horrible, he wanted Ukraine to benefit from its mineral resources, but acted as if Ukraine owned them. To prove that wrong, a big, big wrong, I have signed an executive order that those resources belong to the US of, and therefore to Donald J. Trample the poor, and Elon must have more. A big, big executive order, which Donald proudly held up for us all to behold. Donald, it says, two cheeseburgers and a hot dog with ketchup and mustard. Oh, wrong executive order, here. And there it was for all to behold and admire. Admire both it and the great man holding it. Greatest big supremo ever, ever. Worldwide admiration as we were captivated by Donald's grand vision for the non-people, non-lands, non-land. A Riviera with money, money, money falling from the sky. Donald and his very, very, very close friend Benjamin, not another Yahoo, soaking up the Mediterranean sun, all enjoyed in a magnificent Trample the Poor tower. Thwarted but by the selfishness of the non-land, non-people, should they refuse Donald and Benjamin's gracious offer that they be kicked out. James and his team got stuck into the Minister for Going Overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, penny left wing, for meeting the Iranian foreign minister, evil, evil Iran, and a non-land, non-people National Assembly representative when she was at the UN of the US of the UN of the world last September, but not meeting the Zion foreign minister. It's taken them a while to wake up to this blatant anti-Semitism and unmoved by left wing's pathetically inadequate excuse that the Zion foreign minister simply wasn't there to meet. Naturally, this was a totally unsatisfactory response, forcing James and the team to declare it yet another example of the government's biased anti-Semitism, something we must admit only they seem to have unearthed. See, declaring Zion's right to defend itself, right to slaughter, destroy, to genocide, is anti-Semitic when the socialists say it, and proof of love and support for liberty, freedom and democracy when they say it. Apropos of Donald's latest executive order that the national anthem God Bless America will have a minor name change to God Bless America, lovely to see the success of that great religion, the Blessed Fossil Brethren, knowing they have the solution to all true blue Aussies' problems. Great pastors like Pego, Kneel Before Prophets of Woodside with Prophets, Kevin Your Gullible of Santos Us the Prophets, Pastor Twitty All for Us, Sister Gina, all dedicated to that which is good, damning evil, evil sin like red tape, green tape, environmental laws, indigenous interference, which does nothing but delay the inevitable path to paradise as we move toward the great final reward, the transition. The transition, that great cleansing fire of hope in the sky. Note, not pie in the sky, although for the pie we must have gas, gas, gas. Who wants a cold pie? And the reverent adherents of the Blessed Fossil Brethren know, through divine intervention, that the great purpose of life on earth, the transition, cannot be attained without the fossils from which to transition. Thus they, the holy, know that the barriers, the red tape, the green tape, the environmental restrictions, the indigenous interference, witchcraft, superstition, sin, evil, are barriers to reaching the final purpose of life. Pastor Kevin demanding the government approve his Narrabri gas expansion against the irrational environmental sinners. Pastor Peg, poor Peg, upset that the Minister for Stuffing Up the Environment, Tania Plibersek, more advice, is seeking more advice before approval of Western True Blue Aussie fossil extraction, allowing at least 50 years of transition, by which time Mother Earth may have transitioned to blessed oblivion.
"Blessed be the great prophet," they preached. Then corrected my spelling. No, not P-H-F, it's F in prophet, which may also describe the end result. Can we believe what we read in the press department? The readership figures were released this week. The Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin spending a huge page spread telling us it was the big winner. Biggest scoops, best team, proud to be number one. There, no doubt about the winner. Then I opened the Spencer Street Fairfax, no longer Fairfax. The Fairfax maintains its dominance over rival in the latest readership figures. Huh? They both won. Just when we thought we could believe everything we read in the press, or hear in those in-depth telenewses for that matter. But while we're at it, in the "that headline was totally unnecessary" department, the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review, "Landlords balk at dropping rents." Gee! Seriously, on what basis is that news? Finally, God isn't omniscient. Donald asked, "What's AUKUS?" But we know. It's a dangerous, incredible waste of money. Good morning.